As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, December the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Well, at least we have news. Hard facts and workable solutions when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place, once again, at the right time, to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from those around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's PO Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. Big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Sam and Trish, good morning. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York. Jimmy, hi. 94.3 Elgin, Texas, guys, I like that. 1610 AM, Lompoc, California. Are they still on the air? AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning. Silver setting 30-year highs on weak U.S. dollar and in uncertainty in the marketplace. Yep. That's the case there. Pope Ratzinger closes his money laundry. Israeli president pinched for rape. Transnational corporations skating tax avoidance loopholes. And China says to exploit your own rare earth minerals. Well, that's in the news basket today. Interstate Commerce Commission, Gustavus Myers, will go wherever we go. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. It's going to our market report for this morning. Again, Thursday, December the 30th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds gold trading down $2.70 at $1,409.30 an ounce. A lot higher than that today, too. Silver at $30.62 is up 2 cents in early trading. Platinum, silver at $30.62. Kind of like that. Kind of has a nice ring to it. Kind of happy, zippy, snappy, you know. It really feels good to me. Platinum off $4 at $1,753 an ounce. And palladium up $2 at $795 an ounce, closing in on $800 palladium. Wow. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,405.70 for a low, $1,415.90 for a high. But at $1,409.30, your gold is up year-to-year $317 an ounce for a 29.04% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Associations, the boys in London ran up their little flags, dinged the bell, and set the price at $1,411.50, and we're $2 below that at the opening bell. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report and close it out for Dave. Again, if you want to jump into the chat room, you're certainly welcome to do so. BecomeVocalLocal.com. You can also call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Active trading, New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, found gold trading off $2.70 an ounce at $1,409.30. Silver up 2 cents at $30.62 an ounce. Platinum off $4 at $1,753. And palladium up $2 at $795 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares overnight seems relatively unchanged, 1,284.06 metric tons in their electronic storehouse at 58 billion dollars in it. There's some change involved with that. I don't have the screen up in front of me, but it's $58 billion, basically, valued at these bullion prices. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 9.84, we could say 10. Closed up 10 at 11,585. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 2,667. The S&P 500 closed up 1 at 1,260. The crude oil this morning off 64 cents. It's trading at $90.48 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Also, the U.S. dollar index down 14 basis points out there in that trade-weighted basket of currencies at 79.61. Canadian loonie this morning bumps up 1 basis point, almost virtually unchanged, at a dollar U.S., at parity with U.S. dollar. It's been a long time since we've seen that. Mexican peso up 11 basis points at 8 cents U.S., still trading on the bright side of 8 cents. The euro this morning, a strong move upward there, up 50 basis points at $1.33. The British pound off 45 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.54, and that Swiss franc just keeps climbing, up 0.73% or 73 basis points at $1.07 U.S. The bond market this morning, the interest rates on the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, continues to climb. The two-year yield this morning is at 0.65%. The 10-year yield is at 3.38%. And the 30-year at 4.45%. So rush out there and get your bonds while they're going up. The 15-year fixed mortgage this morning, the moves up from 3.91% a month ago to 4.37 this morning. And the 30-year moves up from 4.59% to 5.01%, ending the year at 5%. In the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, the prime rate, it stands at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio is 46.02 ounces of silver. We'll pick you up 1 ounce of gold. In the Econo Day calendar this morning, quite a little bit of action going on here. We've got the jobless claims coming out. We'll talk about that in a moment. The Chicago PMI, we'll cover that as well. Pending home sales should be out right now. I'll have to refresh the browser to see if we can bring it back up. Natural gas report, EIA is out. There's going to be a bunch of other stuff today. Tomorrow, of course, the market's going to close at 2 o'clock Eastern time. There's not going to be much happening tomorrow as everybody just goes out and gets ready to, Taiwan on, you know, for the new year. Ringing in the new year with a headache. That's the way people like to do it. Let's go over here and look at what they got to say in regards to the jobless claims. Let's see if we can pull this guy up. Here we are. The jobless claims. New claims level, wow, good news. You'll see this spread all over Bloomberg and elsewhere. The new claims level, the consensus, we were looking for 415,000 new unemployment claim filers, and they came in at 388,000. Wow, how did that happen? Well, here's the highlight. In what the government describes as a clean report. When was the last time the government was honest? I guess we should say then is what the government described as a dirty report. But they say initial jobless claims fell a very steep and very surprising, this would be unexpectedly, very steep, very surprising, 34,000 in the December 25th week to a suddenly sub 400,000 level. You can look for the real numbers to come out next week, but that's what they're saying for this week. Trying to end the year on a high here. Anyway, adjustments become a big factor during the short weeks of the holidays, which focus attention on the four-week average, and the average confirms improvement in the labor market, falling a steep 12,500 to 414,000. We're talking jobless claims here. But notice again, there was only 4 days last week, all right, to file. So you take this kind of a number and say, all right, deduct the number of filers that didn't file because either A, the snowstorm was going like crazy, or B, the office was closed for Christmas, and you can see where this number is. But they're making the absolute most of this. Results on the continuing claims side are mixed. Slightly more received continuing benefits in the December 18th week than the prior week, and the unemployment rate for insured workers rose 1/10 to 3.3%. A drop in the four-week average is the positive news, down slightly to 4.12 million, if that could be good news, 4.12 million, the four-week average of the unemployed, down from more than 150,000 from the month ago, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's that. I hope you're not unemployed this morning. I hope so, indeed. The market consensus here for the Chicago PMI. The Chicago PMI strengthened in November to 62.5. These are just numbers, okay? The composite has come in above 60 for 3 months in a row. Production at 71.3 is humming. They say it's humming. Production at 71.3. I don't know what that means. 71.3 is a number on a scale, on a chart. Somebody's chart, not mine, is humming and is raising demand for employment, which is at 56.3 compared to October's strong 54.6. Anyway, these are just numbers, all right? This is what the economists like to do, put out a bunch of numbers. There's a few more numbers, just another article in the big big basket of news out there. Take a look at this. Gold fluctuates as weaker dollar spurs investment demands and silver advances. This is by Nicholas Larkin. I always like to read Nicholas's articles. He seems to have a real level head. But he's got a sidekick this morning, collaboratively writing, Sun Woo Park, writing together for Bloomberg. Gold fluctuated near a three-week high in London as a weaker dollar spurred demand for an alternative investment. All right? A weaker dollar spurred demand for an alternative investment. And you'll find that all through the articles from East India and China and other places. China Daily had an article this morning. There's no place to put your money, folks. There's no place for the investors to put anything. So a lot of them are putting them in gold and silver. Silver rose to a 30-year high. That's some pretty good news there, huh? Silver rose to a 30-year high, and palladium reached the highest level in 9 years. All right. So if you've been playing around in the precious metals, you've probably got a smile on your face just like I do this morning. The U.S. dollar index, a six-currency gauge of the greenback strength, fell to the lowest level in almost 2 weeks. Glad to see that people are getting wise and they're getting out of the greenback. Gold, which typically moves inversely to the dollar, now that's no longer the case, it's been decoupled for a long, long time, reached a record of $1,431.25 an ounce on December the 7th. Well, pick it up right there. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X. Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back into this Bloomberg article. Gold advanced 29% this year, heading for a 10th annual gain as investors lost confidence in currencies and bought precious metals to protect their wealth. Prices climbed as governments spent trillions of dollars and central banks kept interest rates low to revive growth, and concern mounted about the fiscal health of Euro region countries, including Ireland. Still in the paper market, are you? Here's a quote. There's no safe currency at the moment, so investors choose to park their money in gold, said Liyue Yangli, a trader at Beijing's Zhongjinghe Investments. That's pretty close, too, by the way. Gold will continue to do well as inflationary pressures build on rising commodity prices. All right. The dollar index slipped as much as 0.3% to its lowest level since December the 17th. It dropped from this year's peak in June as the Federal Reserve held borrowing costs near zero and scheduled a second round of Treasury purchases in an effort to stoke the U.S. economy. And stoke this, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. Silver for immediate delivery in London rose as much as 1% to $30.91 an ounce, the highest level since March of 1980. Wow. And was last at $30.73. Prices reached an all-time high of $50.35 in New York in 1980, a year after the Hunt brothers tried to corner the market pilgrim. All right? $50.35. That was the big bubble when the Hunt brothers were in there. Silver demand, quote, there's ample room for silver to extend its rally because the metal is in demand for industrial uses as well as investment. Chris Yu, not how, not why, but Chris Yu, head of global derivatives at the Samsung Futures Inc. in Seoul, it'll be South Korea, said today by phone. Silver is utilized in industrial products from chemical catalysts to ball bearings, according to the Washington State Silver Institute, Washington-based Silver Institute. Quote, new applications for silver, such as solar batteries, may rise in earnest next year, propelling silver prices higher. So as we read all of these articles about these solar developments being expanded, keep your eyes on the price of silver. Palladium added 0.3% to $794.75 an ounce after reaching $797.72, the highest price since March of 2001. Platinum, recently little changed at $1,758 an ounce, touched $1,771.75. The highest level since November the 11th. And then it continues. Well, that's that story. Here's another one. Just a little bit of a few stories off of Bloomberg. We'll read you some stories. Obama. What a turkey. The usurper bypassed recessed Senate to appoint ambassadors to Syria and to Turkey. This by Flavia Krause Jackson and Indira A.R. Lakshmanan, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. The usurper bypassed the Senate today to appoint two career diplomats as ambassadors to countries critical to the execution of his Middle East strategy. The inscrutable usurper has a strategy in the Middle East, and it's his strategy, too. Can you believe that? Maybe he needs to talk to Robert P.M., who was it, Thomas P.M. Barnett. The recess appointments of Robert Ford as ambassador to Syria and Francis Ricciardi, as ambassador to Turkey, filled, quote, key administration posts that have been left vacant for an extended period of time, the White House said in an emailed statement. Both men can serve without Senate confirmation until the end of the next session of Congress, which will be about a year. And, of course, we're coming into the 112th Congress. Everyone needs to remember that, the 112th. The first two sessions of the 112th Congress begins on January the 1st. Ford had been the administration's choice to fill a position left vacant since 2005 when Jorge Bush, the shrub, recalled his envoy to Damascus. He must have had a vision on the way to Damascus there, following Syria's alleged involvement in the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. The usurper nominated Ford in February, and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee reported his nomination favorably to the full Senate in April. Continues, talks a little more about it. Syria, Israel, Turkey. Indirect peace talks between Israel and Syria, mediated by Turkey, halted in December of 2008 when Israel began a three-week military offensive in the Gaza Strip. It said was aimed at stopping Islamic militants from firing rockets into southern Israel. It would probably be those bottle rockets that they got a deal on, screaming not deal on bottle rockets. Peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority resumed on September the 1st of this year, only to break down 3 weeks later, as they always do. The U.S. has had no ambassador in the Turkish capital, Ankara, since July, when James Jeffrey was named ambassador to Iraq. Rick Iardoni was nominated that same month, and the Foreign Relations Committee sent his name to the Senate in August. Well, there is that article. Let's go to another one. Anyhow, these ambassadorial appointments are so important. Mining IPOs may set a record as investors bet on metal demand. Right? We go further and further into this green world that we're living in. You know, these precious metals and metals in general are going to become more and more and more precious and valuable. This by Rebecca Keenan. Maybe she is Irish, I don't know. Global initial public offerings by mining and basic material companies may reach a record next year after the biggest gain of any industry in 2010 as China and India drive up metal prices and attract investors. Rather interesting article here. Mining, chemical, and heavy industry IPOs. IPOs are initial public offerings, all right? In other words, they say, hey, we're going public. Here's our stock. And everybody jumps in. They jumped more than fivefold to $30.3 billion this year, compared with the record of $32.21 billion in 2007. Continuing, miners made up 13 of the top 20 issues in the sector, as IPOs across all groups more than doubled to $280 billion. If you want to find out more about the miners, be sure and pay attention and tune in on Sunday to Hal Anthony's broadcast, Behind the Woodshed. We have a local authority on mining and all things mining. And wow, got to check out his broadcast. Keep up with Hal. Give us some, as he likes to say, it's BYOB, bring your own brain, but bring it in a paper sack. Demand for the three biggest basic materials, the IPOs in 2010, Petronas Chemicals Group, BHD, the Oleg Deripaska's United Company, Rusal, and Coal India Limited, outstripped supply by more than $70 billion on optimism about demand for raw materials in China and India. Everybody's looking at China and India, all right? They're talking, well, I'll just continue with the article because it reveals it all. There's a lot of money searching for a home. Goldsmith, probably the cousin of Goldstein, whose team advises mining companies, said in an interview in Bloomberg's Melbourne Bureau, it's all about those who believe in the growth story in China and India. So if you believe, baby, get in the metal.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And if you were listening yesterday, we read the article off of Bloomberg in regards to their speculation, one of the financial advisors' speculation, that zinc could be the one of the big top metals in 2011. Zinc, of all things. So, you think about, well, geez, how do you go about investing in zinc? I mean, what do? Put out zinc in little coins or something? No. Remember back in about 1994, thereabouts, 93, somewhere in that range, I was living in Seattle at the time, I went to Pacific Iron and Metal. I think it was Pacific Iron and Metal, could have been, in Seattle. And I went in there and I was looking for some antimony. Antimony, for those of you that cast your own bullets, you know that antimony and lead blended together, you can do all kinds of incredible things with downrange ballistics and penetration by adjusting the antimony level in your bullet lead, all right? Anyway, it's kind of hard to break up that crystalline stuff and get it to melt the first time, but once you get it to melt the first time and get it into some lead, then it remelts through quite easily. So anyway, I bought some antimony, big blocks of antimony. The stuff is, very crystalline, unusual-looking stuff, but it sells by the pound. While I was there, I decided I'd go ahead and pick up some tin, and I got some bars of tin. Now, these are like cast bars. All right, looks just like your gold, lead, or any of the other cast metals. It's not as nifty as a gold bar or anything like that. But anyway, while I was there, I got some tin, all right? I thought, well, tin cans, tin soldiers. I do a lot of casting of bullets and whatnot. If I got the molds, I can make things out of tin, like your little tin soldiers. They used to do that sort of thing, tin cans. tinning things, the tinsmiths, the silversmiths. I like the blacksmith as well. So anyway, I bought some tin, and in bar form. Now, you know, you think, well, geez, you know, they price it in the by the ton. Yeah, they do price it by the ton, but as I mentioned yesterday, it's not, you know, like you're going to call up your metals broker and have them deliver a ton of zinc to your driveway. But if zinc goes up next year, let's say 200% return on your investment, if you buy zinc in bars and or in bulk, I don't know how they sell it. Maybe it comes in pellets. I don't know. I haven't bought any yet. I intend to. But if it goes up in price 200% of the year, it doesn't matter whether you've spent $20 on it or $40 or $80 or $100 or $150. If it goes up 200, you can turn around 200%. You can turn around and sell it back again and double your money. I can assure you that the paper dollar is not going to increase in value that far. So it doesn't matter if you don't want to get involved with silver or gold. You know, you can look at other things. Platinum, palladium, rhodium, tin, zinc, copper. You don't have to buy it by the tens of thousands of pounds or by the ton. Just buy whatever they've got available. Bars, sacks, however it comes. Just pick it up. If it's going to go up in value, it very likely will. And then you can go back and sell it back to the same place that you bought it from. They'll gladly receive it again. There's been an opening of the floodgates in the IPOs again after a prolonged period of high commodity prices. Continuing, we look at the quality of the asset, what commodity it is, where does it sit on the cost curve? What is the execution risk and the valuation? Morgan Stanley kept its spot from 2009 as the number one underwriter across all IPOs this year, so on and so forth. And that's on the back of more than doubling the London Metal Exchange Index, a measure of six metals, including copper and nickel. That's another one that you could look at, nickel, from 41.34 to 16.14 in December of 2008, the lowest since June of 2004. So what you're always trying to do is to buy low, sell high. Get something at the bottom of the market. If you think it's going to go up, just go ahead and get some. Still mining, IPOs are high risk, high reward. Some are not for the faint-hearted, and people should invest in them understanding the high risk. I would suggest before you get involved in any buying of mining stocks that you spend some time on the Kitco website in the mining stock section and just track a few of these miners for yourself. Do a little bit of research. Go to their websites. Find out something about them. Find out how, you know, successful they've been in their mining operation. But you'll see, if you watch it on a regular basis, that the return on your investment in mining stocks, the percentage of appreciation, even overnight, is sometimes 7, 8, 9, and 10%. You might be able to make more money in mining stocks than you can in the actual metal itself. Emerging markets in the Asia-Pacific region had the strongest growth in basic materials IPOs in 2010 with 16.56 billion raised compared with 809 million last year. That's huge. Huge jump. China's demand for some metals, including iron ore, you think, oh my God, iron. Well, yeah, but look around. You'll find iron all over the place if once you know what it looks like. Steel, you know, iron and steel, two different things, really. Steel has been admixed, but it's gone through the Bessemer, the blast furnace, but iron, like brake drums, for instance. Maybe that stuff's cast iron. After the Vietnam War, Big Hong and other people went through the woods and they got all those tanks and they just stripped everything out of them. Everything you could strip out of them, scrapped the whole daggum thing. All right? Took the engine, weighed it into a generator, and blah, blah, blah. But even such a humble thing as a brake drum, that's cast iron. You can make, by the way, you can make yourself a blacksmith forge out of a truck-sized cast iron brake drum. Makes for a dandy forge. Anyway, China's demand for some material metals, including iron ore, may double by 2020. Rio Tinto's chief executive, Tom Albanese, told his investors in London, China will build 10 cities larger than New York by 2025 and needs to import more steel, iron, coal, aluminum, and copper, according to Rio's forecast. All right? Just an idea, you know, how do you live through, you know, a downturn economy? Well, you can do that by being an investor. I wouldn't suggest investing in the Catholic Church, however. Seems to be they're airing a little bit of dirty laundry. This article off of Bloomberg, and there's other articles out there to look at, but, you know, Pope Ratzinger binds the Vatican to European money laundering laws. Lorenzo Totoro, writing this from Bloomberg. Pope Benedict XVI, Benedict Arnold here, Pope the Green Pope, Pope Benedict, he doesn't know whether to wear a yarmulke or a fish hat, Pope Benedict XVI committed the Vatican to upholding the European Union rules against money laundering and financial fraud amid an Italian probe into the Holy See's banking operations. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. You know, the Vicar of Christ on Earth. Yeah. In an apostolic letter published today on the Vatican's website, the Pope said a special Vatican authority will begin work in January to implement legislation enforcing the European laws. The move comes amid a money laundering probe by Roman prosecutors into the Vatican Bank and its top two executives. Following the monetary convention signed by the state of Vatican City, it's the state of Vatican City. That'd be the SVC, I suppose, with the European Commission on December the 17th, I have approved the issue of the law concerning the prevention and countering of laundering of proceeds from criminal activities and of the financing of terrorism, Benedict said in the letter. I don't know. Maybe they're going to start renting out rooms in Vatican City. A financial information authority will oversee the implementation of the new Vatican legislation, a financial information authority. That would be the FIA, kind of like the CIA. Well, it's probably basically the same. Maybe they'll give Paul Wolfowitz the job. I don't know. Maybe Peter D. Sutherland, Peter Dennis Sutherland, maybe he'll get the job. Will oversee the implementation of the new Vatican legislation. According to the letter, Vatican judicial officials will be charged with prosecuting any alleged violations of the new law, which will take effect on April the 1st, on April Fool's Day, so don't believe this too much. The Holy See, the Holy See is seeking to embrace greater financial transparency after scandals involving the Vatican Bank, known as the Institute for Religious Works, the IOR. The Institute for Religious Works. Is that like Freedom Works? Maybe Stephen Forbes is involved in this stuff? I don't know. Could be. The Institute for Religious Works. Well, they believe that religious works. Religious has been working for them for 2,000 years almost. The bank was implicated in the fraudulent bankruptcy of Banco Ambrosiano in 1982. In September, Italian prosecutors seized 23 million euros, or 30.5 million, drop in the bucket to Rome, from a Rome bank account registered to the IOR amid suspicions of money laundering violations. Wonder how big the back door is on the back of the Vatican to bring in all of that good Afghani opium. A Rome magistrate upheld the seizure of funds in a Credito Artigiano S.P.A. account. ANSA, the news wire, reported on December the 20th, Vatican Bank executives have denied any wrongdoing. That's right. Best practices, lessons learned, you know. They repent. They'll just do the spin the rosary a few times, a few Hail Marys, and everything will be great. Visit with their Jesuit confessor, and hey, just, you know, water under the bridge. Oh, let's walk across the water instead. We'll be back.
The U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, one of the reasons we look at these info pieces that come out on the Bloomberg website is to scour them through for names and dates and places and things and ideas and the various and sundry propaganda that they're trying to float for us. But this one's pretty good. I mean, it gives you the Institute for Religious Works, also known as the IOR, the Banco Ambrosiano. That's in here listed, a Credito Artigiano S.P.A. account. The Anza Newswire, these are all things that you can just pick up. The Apostolic See, the Holy See, these are different. You know, all of these are corporations. Just like if you go up on Manta.com and look around, you'll find out that all of our governments are in that. If you go up and look at that Corporation Nation, you'll see the same sort of affair going there. Amadou Altafaji, here, the spokesman for the EU Monetary Affairs Commissioner, Olli Rehn, said in October that the Holy See is fully committed to putting relevant EU financial legislation into effect by the end of 2010. So they don't really have very much more time to do that, but they're fully committed. The Vatican is a sovereign city-state outside the EU jurisdiction. Curious, huh? I guess they didn't want to join the EU. Though surrounded by Italian territory, the Holy See comprises the institutions, many located within Vatican City, that manage the Roman Catholic Church's global affairs. And so you look for their insurance company and all of the other banks and things that they're involved in, and it sure would be the same kind of a goat rope that you would go through if you were looking at their comprehensive annual financial report. The new authority that they're going to create here will be the contact point for the EU and international organizations active in combating money laundering, such as the Paris-based Financial Action Task Force. Financial Action Task Force, Paris. You just browse that one up and put it on your bookmark list. The Vatican said in September that it's in talks with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or the OECD, about getting the Paris-based group so-called white list of nations that comply with global norms on financial transparency. That's why they put it on a white list, no doubt. Well, you know, hey, it's not limited to the Pope. It ain't limited to the Vatican. No, not at all. Israeli court convicts ex-president Moshe Katsav of rape. That's right. The chosen people, they love this kind of stuff. Gwen Ackerman and Elisha Udenheimer. Neither of them, by the way, are Irish. An Israeli court convicted former President Moshe Katsav on two counts of rape in what the prime minister called a sad day for Israel. The charges related to the time when Katsav served as president and as its tourism minister and were based on accusations brought by former employees in his offices. Katsav had claimed his innocence and accused prosecutors of maligning his character to turn public opinion against him. You know, you can go up on the Wikipedia and type in Michael Bloomberg. You'll find down there in the notes that his hands haven't been exactly clean either. Can't seem to keep his flies zipped up. One of the women, I guess, that works for Bloomberg, reported to him, let him know that she was pregnant. And he looked at her and said, number 16, kill it. Nice guy. Mayor of New York, paid $200 million to get that, you know. Number 16, kill it. I guess he plays the whole field. The court today delivered two clear messages, one being that everyone is equal in the eyes of the law, unless you have to be a Palestinian or a Christian, and the second, the right of every woman to be in control of her own body. What the hell does that mean? Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a text message, anyway, Katsav stepped down as president. What does he mean by that? I mean, this is rape, all right? Every woman to be in control of her own body? I guess, I'd say so. Just because you're the president doesn't mean you control Monica Lewinsky's body. On your knees, Monica. Anyway, Katsav stepped down as president as a mainly ceremonial position. In January of 2007, after Attorney General Menachem Mazum said that there was evidence for an indictment in 2008, he rejected a plea agreement that would have allowed him to avoid indictment. Shimon Peres, the former Israeli prime minister who shared the Nobel Peace Prize for pursuing peace with the Palestinians, succeeded Katsav as president. Probably got that Nobel Prize from the same committee that gave one to Al Gore and Barry the Usurper. Anyway, I guess money can buy a Nobel Prize these days. Quote, this is the most serious crime brought against an Israeli government official. How about genocide, Bubba? Not rape, genocide. And gang rape. Forcible sodomy. Everything else they did at Abu Ghraib and other places. Oren Gazal Eyal, an expert in criminal law at Haifa University, said by phone, these charges are much harsher than any of the white-collar crimes we have seen in the past. Other indictments? Since 2008, Israeli courts have indicted former Israel Prime Minister Ehud Olmert for fraud, sentenced former Finance Minister Avraham Hirshon to 5 years imprisonment for theft and money laundering, and convicted former Health Minister Shlomo Ben-Aziri for taking bribes. Well, at least they're doing something in Israel that we don't seem to be able to do over here. But, of course, you know, Americans cannot indict the Israeli criminals in this country. The three-judge panel today said in its verdict that the testimony of one of the witnesses, who has only been identified as A, was trustworthy and reliable, and said that Katsav's version of the events were not credible. Gazal Ayal said that while the former president can appeal his conviction, the Tel Aviv, that's the capital, by the way, of Israel, the Tel Aviv District Court's decision was factual. There are few no legal issues at stake. Weird. Must have translated that one from Hebrew. And the Supreme Court may not agree to hear the case. Wow. Katsav was elected to the Knesset in 1977 as a member of the Likud Party, which is Zionist pukes, and served as a lawmaker until he became president in 2000. Katsav was the second Israeli president in a row to leave office prematurely. Out the back door. Ezer Weissman stepped down in 2000 following revelations that he received money from business associates without reporting it to the authorities. Wow, they're just cleaning house over there on these Israelis. China says other countries should exploit rare earths, all right? Giving the finger to the world saying, hey, get your own, all right? We got rare earth, and we ain't sharing it. All right? Bloomberg News writing, China said its restrictions on rare earth exports protect the environment. And that they're in compliance with its World Trade Organization commitments. And that other countries should step up the exploitation of the minerals after it cut its 2011 export quotas. All right? So they know they got the rest of the world by them, you know, if you know what I mean. All right? And they're not going to send out all of their, you know, rare earth metals all around the world on an export market. They're going to hang on to them for themselves. They're long-term thinkers, you know. Communism's got a 2-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 25-year plan, a 100-year plan. They're dumb. International markets will have increasing needs for rare earths. And that's true. Foreign Ministry spokesman Yang Yu, not when or how, but Yu, Yang Yu told the reporters in Beijing today, other countries with rare earth resources should also develop and exploit, like the way they use that, exploit their resources, you know, like Pakistan, Afghanistan, and all the rest of the Stan nations. Yang's comments come after China this week announced an allotment of a rare earth export quotas for 2011 that were 35% lower than a similar round earlier this year, and after the U.S. said last week that it may take action against China and the World Trade Organization over its rare earth export policy. So first, you know, we want to unpeg the yuan and everything else, and now we want them to give away all of their natural resources. These are actually natural sources, as Hal Anthony has taught us, all right? They ain't resources. You dig gold out of the ground, it doesn't come back again. You dig the other stuff out of the ground. Once you've dug it out and used it up, unless you recover it or recycle it, it'd be gone. China, which accounts for more than 90% of the world's supplies, don't they have you over the barrel world? Yes, they do. Slashed export quotas for rare earths by 72% in the second half of this year, leading to a surge in prices and announcements by mining companies in the U.S. and Australia that they would begin production over the next several years. So check for your rare earth minerals. Find out what they are. I don't have them all written down. There's a bunch of them. And then see what you can do with that. You know, the world's biggest user, Japan, has sought alternate supplies for the minerals which are needed for smartphones, hybrid cars, and guided missiles. Well, that's that. We'll be back for hour number two right after this. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a 1-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And my name is William Roberts. In the first hour of today's broadcast, went through a variety of news, bringing in the Pope of Rome, all the various rapist, pedophile priests and everything they've got over there. Well, they're being outdone by the Israelis. Yeah, they're cleaning house there, too. I don't understand why. China's getting a little bit short on rare earth minerals. Of course, this article off Bloomberg, jobless claims in the U.S., decreased more than estimated to 388,000 last week. Now, let's see what kind of a spin. We got it right out of the horse's mouth from Econo Day earlier. And let's see what kind of a spin Timothy R. Homan has been paid to put on it this time. Initial U.S. jobless claims fell last week to the lowest level since July of 2008, a sign that the labor market is improving heading into 2011. Yahoo! Watch out. The stock market's going to just blossom today. First-time filings for unemployment insurance decreased by 34,000 to 388,000 in the week ended December the 25th. See, these are just statistics, right? Just statistics. A statistical, what do they call it? A statistical recovery and a jobless recession. Yeah, I think that's where it went. Anyway, compared with the median forecast of 415,000, so they're expecting 415,000 to be out of work and filing their claims, and they got 388, and everybody's happy. They got happy feet. They put their little hats on. They rang the bell, and they're dancing around on Wall Street. The Labor Department figures showed today in Washington there was no special factor behind the drop, an official at the agency said, as the data was released. But, of course, next week we'll find out what the special factors were behind the drop as they adjust the numbers up. And I don't know how many people lose money in the stock market as a result of the fudgery. But a decline in firings is a necessary step toward the increased hiring needed to spur consumer spending. Got to get that consumer to spend. Reach into your pocket and mine. But, of course, you know, this time of the year, especially for me and for many people in Missouri, this is property tax season. Property tax season, one of the reasons why I don't buy anything from Thanksgiving to about the 5th or the 15th of January is I'm putting away enough money to cover my yearly rent to the Lord of the Mansion, right? What a depraved thing. I'm going, after the broadcast, I'm going to the courthouse, and I'm going to get in the long queue, and I'm going to pay my taxes on the last possible day. I'd like to be the last one into the office. And I'm taking along some copies that our show archivist has put together. Or if you want copies of the broadcast, you can get a whole year worth on one DVD disc. show.archive@gmail.com, show.archive@gmail.com, and ask Chris to send you out a DVD disc with all those broadcasts. Well, I'm going to take the last few that I have remaining with me in a big handful of business cards, and I'm going to play that line for all it's worth. Maybe we'll have some more listeners on Monday. A decline in firings, again, is necessary toward the increased hiring needed to spur consumer spending, which accounts for 70%. That's how cheap I am. By the way, I won't even spend it. I won't even put a stamp and involve my own envelope to get the tax money into the collector's office. I like to go stand in the line, agitate like hell, give them a lot of static as I slide my hundreds across the table. Oh, God, I hate this day of the year. Anyway, one of these days we'll get rid of these horrible and horrendous property taxes. The recovery is in good shape. Joel Naroff, president of Naroff Economic Advisors, Inc. in Holland, Pennsylvania, said, as his nose was growing, like Pinocchio, Geppetto sends out the woodcutter and they lop the cordwood off this fool's nose, but a drop in claims points to additional progress, though sluggish, being made in the labor market. Estimates of the initial claims in the Bloomberg survey of 28 economists range from 395,000 to 430,000. They came in at 388. Beat the bank.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we got Whistling Mike in New York on the line with us. Let's go to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
And I ain't just a Whistling Dixie. Hey, this is Fritz in Missouri.
Hey, Fritz in Missouri. You got the strangest call screen coming up this morning. It's 1-0-0-0-0-1-2-3-4-5-6, Mike in New York. How you doing, Fritz?
It's that Skype phone. I love it. It shoots out a funny phone number every time I make a call. It's never my own because I don't have a phone.
There you go.
Hey, I went to the courthouse to pay my taxes yesterday up in my little Podunk County where they led mine up here. They used to mine lead up here.
Uh-huh.
And I've also been following up on this Hal Anthony thing and tracking down my land patent. I actually found it here in Washington County, Missouri. It's on the Internet. It was just a random – I think the Missouri had a program where they scanned maybe all the documents from 1930 or whatever, and they don't have every document, but they had them. And I found my land patent, and the original patent owner was Furman Deloge. And if you're from Missouri, you know that Furman Deloge is the guy that started the lead business in this state. But so now I'm going to start the process backwards, you know, and track all the owners. But so while I was at the court, after I paid my taxes, I visited some of the ladies in the various land offices and the assessor and so on, and had several nice conversations with these cute little old country gals, you know, who are actually willing to listen, and they know about things like allodial titles, and they didn't know about MERS, though, and they weren't too happy hearing about it. I made a lot of inroads yesterday, and you know, I always carry my $10 Federal Reserve note that says it can be redeemed for lawful money on it, and that's always a great conversation starter. But I started in the tax collector's office, and lo and behold, the collector, Washington County collector, was actually at work yesterday.
Well, that's
which is pretty rare. So he took my money. He took my money, so I have, you know, you have a captive audience in those situations.
Well, yeah, they do. So, around here, Fritz, there's so many people that do wait to the last moment, you know, that it'll be a long line. And by the time you get in the office, and of course I'm getting off to a late start because I have to wait until after the broadcast. So by the time I get in there, it'll probably be just close to the quitting hour, and they'll be so fried and frazzled that they are in no mood for conversation. But, yeah, it's an interesting experience. I like to go. I like to see the people in line. I like to talk to the people in line. Very rarely do I ever find that the people that are in line on the last day support the idea of property tax. Most of them are just as pissed off as I am.
Well, me too. And so I our collector's name is Mick Girl, M-C-G-I-R-L, and he also owns the local. You know, he also collects federal taxes. I mean, he prepares taxes for people in all venues,
okay,
besides his public job of collecting for the county. But so I asked him right off the bat if he could tell me I told him I was interested in researching the property tax laws in Missouri, and could he point me in the right direction, and, you know, with a statute or a title. And no, he didn't really know that. And so then I asked him about the income tax, and he said, well, now there's a lot of people in the office listening, you know.
Exactly.
Well, the income tax was made legal in 1913. Well, you know, I let that go. It wasn't quite right either. I said, you know, it's kind of funny that a guy whose career is based on these laws can't just rattle it off the top of his head. What title to tell me to go look at?
Exactly. What did he say?
Oh, nothing. He was kind of a flustered, and he's kind of a dork anyway, but I put a bug in his ear, and his face got red, so I felt like I'd done my job. And then I showed him my $10 note and asked him if he could explain why the note was, you know, not lawful money. And he said, well, all I know is they've been doing a pretty good job, you know. And I said, sir, real sternly, sir, are you in front of all these people, and he's got at least four secretaries, and are you telling me that you think they're doing a good job with the economy? And I repeated myself, you know, and I didn't expect an answer. But after we determined that the Federal Reserve notes were worthless, I asked him, now, will you take these today in payment of taxes? And he said yes, and I said okay, and I gave him the check. And when I left, I said, I hope I never see you again, and I mean that in the nicest way.
Yeah.
Well, but listen, I made friends with the.
If you don't take advantage of these little opportunities, you know, to do a little bit of research and sometimes a little bit of waking up, you know, most of the people that are on the other side of the counter, on the receiving end of the tax roll, you know, I don't even know how they can sleep. They're all, you know, there's some kind of this lowest vermin that ever slid out from underneath a rock. And this guy, you know, he's a dual dipper, you know, being an enrolled agent for the IRS and working for the county. He's just, you know, basically just the greatest thief in town. People ought to really run him out on the rail. But, you know, I'll deal with it. You know, I'll deal with it.
They just reelected him.
Down. Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
But they don't really elect him. It's the party that reelects him. Who ran against him?
Right.
You know, nobody.
Probably nobody.
Nobody, you know. So, you know, this is part of the problem. We got an intergenerational family that has been running the tax assessment office for some 30 some odd years here in Southwest Missouri. No one ever knows, and nobody can remember when they weren't running the tax office, you know. So that's just the way it is.
Well, the assessor's office told me that my taxes didn't go down, even though my value of the property did, because, of course, all their rates went up. And I said, well, sure. And as I looked around, as I walked from office to office in the courthouse yesterday, all the women had Taco Bell on their desk. I went during lunch.
Yeah.
They were all eating Taco Bell. And the gal says, well, our rates went up. I said, well, of course they did. You got to have three squares a day, right? I mean, I only have one square a day, but you can have three, you know.
Yeah. and what?
Anyway,
now wait a minute. No, they said that the rates went up.
Well, the percentage.
That's something that's approved. That's something that needs to be agreed upon out of the state. As far as the levy rates and all of that are concerned, so I'll be very interested for that answer. I was told earlier that when I called the assessor's office and asked whether I could anticipate a 30% reduction in my property taxes this year due to the 30% decline in the real estate market, I was told that no, they're not going to go down this year. And I asked, well, why is that? And she said, well, it's because we haven't been like other counties raising our rates. We've just kept them low. All right. So
30% was the number I used, too.
Yeah.
30% drop was enough. She just said, well, you know, the valuations or the rates went up, and I didn't argue with that. But I covered a lot of points with a lot of women in there yesterday. We talked about the use of force, and did they believe in the use of force, and were they Christians? And I mentioned the Masons to one. Like, she talked about, well, we all take an oath to the Constitution. And I said, well, yeah, but, you know, there's a bunch of people who've taken other oaths, and they take them in secret.
Yeah.
And they don't take them to the government. They don't take them to the government. They take oaths to each other. And, you know, and so on. I should have recorded it all, but my video sunglasses would have been a little bit obvious yesterday because it was, you know, dark and cloudy here. But on the way out, the tax assessor approached me and said, you know, we're having our swearing-in ceremony tomorrow at noon. Would you like to come? And I said, oh, yeah. I said, can I videotape? And she said, well, yeah, we need somebody to videotape it. So, and there's sandwiches.
And sandwiches. I'd go.
So I got charged my battery up. I cleared out my memory card. And
we're right up
going to the courthouse.
We're right up on a break, Fritz. Hold on.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And if you'd like to call in today, folks, you're certainly welcome to do so. It's 866-841-1065. We got Fritz on the line in New York. Fritz has gone off to the tax man and found out a lot of stuff. Fritz, in regards to your personal property tax assessments, you get a form where you have to swear out, you know, how many chickens and pigs and goats and cows and dogs and all of that that you have there, too.
Yeah, I'm in Missouri. Yeah, I did that last year because it was my first year in the county. I can tell you a story about that. Last year, I went into the tax assessor's office to turn in my assessment form, my claim. And, you know, it had a, where you're on the signature line, it had a little statement. You know, I do hereby solemnly swear that all, that I have claimed all the appropriate property, that is taxable under Missouri law. So help me, under penalty of perjury, so help me God.
Yes.
So I asked, this is when I met Charlotte last year. I said, Charlotte, I got a real problem with this. First of all, I have no idea what Missouri law says. So if I sign this, I am committing perjury.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm just going to scratch that part out. And then I said, now what's this thing about so help me God? Whose God are you talking about?
Glory.
Which God are you talking
about? Good for you. I've been on this one for years. Good for you.
Are you talking about the, oh, of course he always says, oh, well, you know, that's the which, you know, the Jewish God, the Muslim God, the Christian God. I said, because I can't really, so I'm just going to scratch that part out too. And I had a third point, which I can't recall right now. She said, oh, well, you have to talk to your state senator about that. And I said, well, you're an elected official, aren't you? Yeah. Well, why do I have to go to him? Why can't I, you know. But anyway, so I scratched out all the offending clauses in my, and then I said, okay, now I got that all straight. Now I'll sign it.
Well, you still.
And I gave it to her.
Well, you still, there are other things involved in that thing, too. If you look on, at least here in Berry County and McDonald County, I've lived in both places. Here in Southwest Missouri, you know, on the front side of it, it talks about, you know, the Berry County personal, you know, property tax assessment. And then it goes on and talks about all this stuff. And it comes down to that little swearing statement there. But in the above it, it's talking about Berry County. Below it, it says the county of Berry. And the above it, it talks about Missouri. Down below it, it says the state of Missouri. And so there's confusion in here. You know, you can't serve two masters. I know these are all different corporations, all of them by different names. And so I'm asking questions like, you know, who am I actually dealing with? How can you have this confusion in the use of names and terminology, you know, inside of this thing? In addition to that, when you do go down to, and actually sign it, is this a subscription contract, a contract by subscription? Am I, by signing this, actually signing away of any of my rights, I ask them, you know? And they, like, you know, furtively look around with their eyes, you know? I really don't know the terms of this contract. And like you said, you know, all about the, you know, the affirmation. You can either affirm or you can swear. So, you know, you can always cross out all the I swears and just use the I affirm. But how can I affirm this? And then when I do sign it, am I actually creating my tax liability? Now, that's the one they don't want to answer, all right? In other words, if I don't sign this document, do I actually have any tax liability at all? If I don't fill out this document?
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
go ahead.
I think this will illuminate that point. You know, I have a, I got a little yard lawn tractor with the house, and it was a, you know, Chinese-built piece of crap, so I only used it one season. And then I bought myself a 1958 Cub Lowboy with a belly mower on it to cut my yard.
Okay.
And that thing is like a Cadillac, you know. Mm-hmm. But so I asked the lady last year, I said, now, because tractors is on the list.
Right.
So I asked them, well, what's the legal definition of a tractor? Is it based on horsepower or weight or, you know, because I have a lawn tractor that I cut my grass with. Is that, you know, taxable? And nobody could tell me what the definition of a tractor was. And one of the ladies just said, well, you know, like those farm malls and stuff. So, and then the tax assessor said, well, do you want us to assess your tractor?
Yes, there you go.
And I said, no, I don't. So, you know, I just claimed my half, my cars, my two cars, and I have a lawnmower, you know.
Yeah.
Which you can, was 23 horsepower, and it's, you can ride on it. It has wheel weights and a Woods belly mower. But anyway, so anyway, I'm going to go up there at noon, and I'm going to videotape the swearing in, and I'm going to put on a shave and put on a coat and tie, and everybody's going to know who I am after today.
There you go. That's the ticket. Do it.
In there. And, you know, I guess I'll probably have to burn 10 or 20 DVDs then and give all the pass out, you know, videos of the swearing in ceremony, you know, next week.
Well, notice who all has their hands up, and then at the end of the ceremony, ask for a certified copy of each of the oaths.
That would be good. Now, apparently, they swear them in all at once. You know, like these mass gay weddings and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. But they all have to sign one and have it on file, and I believe they have to file it post a bond too. So just, you know, before you leave, you know, just go ahead and float it. I'd like to get a certified copy of all those that raised their hand here of their oath and a copy of their bond. That'll set them up.
Hey, yeah, and then I can scan them and include them on the disc.
There you go.
For a souvenir, you know.
That way you can find out whether they're swearing to, you know, to uphold the Constitution for the United States and the Constitution of Missouri, or is it the United States of America that they are upholding, or are they going to uphold the Constitution for this state or the state of Missouri? See how that all works out, too. You know, and then maybe you could ask them uphold the Constitution of the United States, ask them for a copy of that Constitution. You'd like to see it.
Actually, I told Charlotte that I would give her a copy of the Constitution.
Now you want
which
them
I don't
to give,
have.
You want them to give you a copy of the Constitution they're using. You know, there's a difference between the Constitution for the United States of America and the Constitution of the United States, and then there's several subsequent constitutions that have been created. And look at the Constitution of the for the state of Missouri and see the transitions in that too. But it would just put them on notice, and you want to see that, and you want to see a copy of their bond, and you want a certified copy of the oath of office. You know, and you got it all on tape. So,
well, I'm using this land title search as a springboard to come and go more often. You know.
Yes, exactly.
So I'll be, you know what I mean, and I can drag that out for a while if I want to. But so I'm going to be talking to them more. What I'm going to give her today is a copy. I have a stack of Missouri constitutions here that my friend picked up in Jeff City, so I'm going to give her one of those. My favorite clause in the Missouri Constitution is Article 1, Section 3.
What is that one?
The people have the sole and inherent right to govern over the government and the police force, and they have the right to change it at any time, if for no other reason, I'm paraphrasing, if yeah. for no other reason than to make them happy.
Yeah, there's that one.
Article 1, Section.
There is that
one. Yeah, people can look it up.
Another one that you might ask, another kind of a question that you could ask is, why is the state seal, the Missouri state seal, different from the one that was approved that was never to be changed and kept forever? That would be it's a question that I've posed on various occasions. I never get the answer. But partly it's because when they changed the Constitution, they had to change the seal. They're no longer operating under our original Constitution, and so they had to alter the seal. All of both of the bears got real heavy and obese. Belt buckle that runs around the seal, they took the safety knot out of that. The bears used to stand behind the banner that the tagline at the bottom. Now they're standing on top of it. So it's quite a few changes. They used to have just kind of a random scatter of they call it glory up above. Yeah, just kind of a random scatter of stars, but now they're in the shape of a Mogan David. So, little changes.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware of that. That's interesting. I'll look into that.
Yeah, definitely. I have the original. I have a copy of the original seal of the state, and it's quite a bit different for those that can see. But thanks for the call, Fritz.
Hey, I.
Right up.
Okay, I'll have to call you with some more. I got some more stories. I'll have to talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. World.
worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back again, an interesting and fun call from Fritz from Missouri. Yeah, it's tax time. It's time to go and visit with your tax man. Become Vocal Local right where you are. And, you know, kind of put some bugs out there. Check with the people in the area, see how they feel. You might be able to let people know about the Oracle Broadcasting while you're in the process. Well, I've still got a whole gob and a bunch of news to go through here, but I don't know whether we want to do that. This is out of the history of the Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers. Interesting little ditty here. Repression by starvation, he writes. These repressive tactics took on a variety of forms, some of which are not ordinarily included in the definitions of repression. The usual method was that of subsidizing the press and the pulpit in certain subtle ways. So now, again, we're back in the 1800s, coming into the 1900 period, right? This was originally copyrighted in 1907. But here we can see that they were subsidizing the press and the pulpit in certain subtle ways. Of course, they've been doing that since day one in this country, by the way. By these means, facts were concealed or distorted. A judicial state of public opinion was created, and plausible grounds given for hostile interference by the state. But a far more powerful engine of repression was the coercion exercised by employers in forcing their workers to remain submissive on instant of peril of losing their jobs. You can imagine in today's America, the coercion that can be exercised by employers in forcing their workers to remain submissive on the instant peril of losing their jobs. How long did you stand in line to get the job you have? How many other job opportunities like the one that you're enjoying exist for you today? You go around the water cooler and talk all about, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, or you just kind of sheepishly go from room to room and conduct your business. While at that time, manufacturers, jobbers, and shopkeepers throughout the country were rising in angry protest against the accumulation of plundering power in the hands of such men as Vanderbilt and Gould and Huntington, they were themselves exploiting and bribing on a widespread scale. You think all this just started happening yesterday? Had the same kind of trouble at the turn of the last century as we have at the turn of this one, and about exactly the same time period. You know, this is the time period when Woodrow Wilson and Colonel Edward Mandelhouse were making the world safe for democracy, making the world safe for democracy. Continuing, their great posers, was that of a thorough commercial respectability. Thorough commercial respectability. You go in, Fritz is going to go to a swearing-in ceremony tomorrow. The new elected officials, most of them Masons, perhaps, all of them Baptists around here, no doubt, at least outwardly. No matter what kind of a mental reservation they might have, when they hold their hand up, they're going to swear in front of the gold-fringed flag that they're going to uphold the Constitution, which they can't do. Can't even mention it in a courtroom. But they're all a bunch of Masons and whatnot. But the facts, said they, should be made public so as to base on them appropriate legislation which would curtail the power of such autocrats. Contrasted with the baseness and the hypocrisy of the trading class, Vanderbilt's qualities of brutal candor and selfishness shone as brilliant virtues. Brilliant virtues. Well, here's some brilliant virtues. This article off Bloomberg by Jesse Drucker. At the White House, tainted as it is, on December the 15th, business executives asked Barry the usurper for a tax holiday that would help them tap more than $1 trillion of offshore earnings, much of it sitting in island tax havens. Now, they're not going to give us a tax holiday. I'll go today and pay my exaction and penalty of all kinds. But they're going to give a tax holiday to the billionaire, trillionaire business executives. The money, including hundreds of billions in profits that U.S. companies attribute to overseas subsidiaries to avoid taxes, is supposed to be taxed at up to 35% when it's brought home or repatriated. Executives, including John T. Chambers of Cisco Systems, says a tax break would return a flood of cash and boost the economy. That's right. A tax break would return a flood of cash and boost the economy. Of course, they're not going to give you a tax break. They're not going to declare a national tax holiday and really boost the economy. No, not going to do that, but they're going to line the pockets of these gangster banksters. What nobody's saying publicly is that U.S. multinationals, your corporations, are already finding legal ways to avoid that tax. Over the years, they've brought cash home tax-free, employing strategies with nicknames worth of a 1970s conspiracy thriller, including the Killer Bee and the Deadly D. Merck and Company, the second largest drug maker in the U.S. last year, brought more than $9 billion home from abroad without paying any U.S. tax to help finance its acquisition of Schering-Plo Company. Securities filing show. No tax. $9 billion. Merck is also appealing a federal judge's 2009 finding that Schering-Plo owed taxes on $690 million it had earlier brought home from overseas tax-free. The largest drug maker, Pfizer Inc., imported more than $30 billion from offshore in connection with its acquisition of Wyeth last year, while taking steps to minimize the tax hit on its publicly reported profit. Of course, if you practice tax avoidance or structuring, you know, you might wind up in prison. Maybe you'd lose your home in the process. These guys won't even get recognition in the press. Disclosures in Switzerland and Delaware by Eli Lilly and Company show the Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical company carried out many of the steps for a tax-free importation of foreign cash after its roughly $6 billion purchase of IM Clone Systems, Inc. in 2008. Trivially small taxes? Sophisticated U.S. companies are routinely repatriating hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign earnings and paying trivially small U.S. taxes on those repatriations, said Edward Kleinbard, a law professor at the University of Southern California in L.A. Quote, they devote enormous resources to moving income to tax havens and then to bringing those profits back to the U.S. at the lowest possible tax cost. Of course, if you're reading along with me in this History of the Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers, you'll see that this is an old trick. From the colonials all the way forward to the 1900s, the Astors and the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts and the Goulds and the Huntingtons and so many others, virtually skated on all taxes. And they built the taxpayer out of billions of potential dollars. They basically stole hundreds of millions of acres of land, not just from the Indians, but from anybody and everybody they could. We built the railroads, they owned the railroads, they profited from the railroads, and they went away and built something else. With the exception, again, of the Schering-Plough case, no authority has ever accused Merck or Pfizer or Lilly of paying less tax than they should have. We could say that the government's responsibility is to assess and collect all the tax they can. And, reasonably, the taxpayer's responsibility is to pay no more tax than he absolutely must. So they're pretty much following the mom-and-pop model, too. But we're talking about some really big money here. While corporations have no obligation to pay any more than the legal minimum, quote, the question is, what should that minimum be? Said Kleinberg, a former corporate tax attorney at Cleary, Gottlieb, Steen & Hamilton, and former chief of staff at the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. This is this revolving door, all right? Again, it goes all the way back to the founding of this country. It goes all the way back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution and mercantilism, right? It's this revolving door. This is a corporate tax attorney that works now at a big company, an LLP, who was former the chief of staff on a Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. The in and out, the government revolving door, they go. U.S. companies overall use various repatriation strategies to avoid about $25 billion a year in federal income taxes. Wow. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month.
Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, you know, your local authorities, they don't have a clue. You know, they just kind of duddle along, right? Really? Well, yeah, I guess. Maybe they don't read the news. Maybe they don't listen to broadcasts like this. Out of Lehman's ashes, Wall Street gets most of what it wants. All right? Back to the history of the great American fortunes. These same manufacturers objected in the most indignant manner, as they similarly do now, to any legislative investigations of their own methods. Eager to have the practices of Vanderbilt and Gould probed into, they were acrimoniously opposed to even criticism of their factory system. For this extreme sensitiveness, there was the amplest reason. The cruelties of the factory system transcended belief. For instance, the cruelties in the state of Massachusetts, vaunting itself for progressiveness, enlightenment, and culture, the textile factories were a horror beyond description. A horror beyond description. All right? Wall Street's biggest banks, back to the article this morning on Bloomberg, Wall Street's biggest banks, whose missteps, notice the way they call it, a misstep, defrauding the world, throwing the entire global system into an upheaval, is considered a misstep. Wall Street's biggest banks, whose missteps caused a global financial crisis and economic slowdown 2 years ago, were more agile when it came to countering the political and regulatory response. In other words, they lawyered up and walked away clean. The U.S. government, promising to make the system safer, buckled under many of the financial industry's protests. The regulators know what side of the bread they have buttered. Lawmakers spurned changes that would wall off deposit-taking banks from riskier trading. In other words, they didn't want to go back to the Glass-Steagall Act. They didn't want to create the barrier between commercial banking and investment banking. No. They declined to limit the size of lenders or ban any form of derivatives. Isn't that amazing? Higher capital and liquidity requirements agreed to by the regulators worldwide have been delayed for years to aid the economic recovery. Talking about a free pass here. We continue to listen to the same people, this is a quote, whose errors in judgment were central to the problem, close quote, said John Reed, 71 years old, a former co-chief executive officer of Citigroup, Inc., who estimated only 25% of needed changes have been enacted. I am astounded, he says, because we basically dropped the world's biggest economy because of an error in bank management. Lloyd Blankfein, Jamie Dimon, and others. The last 2 years have been the best ever for combined investment banking and trading revenue at Bank of America Corporation, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. Of course, if you go up and look on the websites, you might find, you might just discover, horror upon horrors, that State Street, Global Advisors, and Barclays Capital, both Rothschild Enterprises, are in the top 10 of their shareholders, curiously enough. According to data compiled by Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein, 56, and his top deputies are in line to collect more than $100 million in delayed 2007 bonuses, 6 months after paying $550 million to settle a fraud lawsuit related to the firm's behavior that year. They're going to take home $100 million. In delayed bonuses. Not going to do any time. Be doing the perp walk. Going to be no orange jumpsuits here. Going to build a palace of justice on Wall Street and let these boys swing from a good old-fashioned Canadian hemp rope. No. They're going to get their bonuses. Wall Street's army of lobbyists and its history of contributions to politicians. And again, Gustavus Myers details this history of the lobbyists and the creation of the lobbyists and the creation of the politicians, the creation of the American Banking Association, the creation of the American Bar Association, the creation of the Uniform Law Commission, and the creation of the legislative bill drafting agencies since day one in this country. All right? The bank. The financial system's complexity gave bankers an advantage in controlling the narrative and dismissing the ideas of would-be reformers as infeasible or dangerous. They make it so complex in appearance and they baffle you with thousands of records. Did anybody go up on the Federal Reserve's website to look at the Excel charts that show you all of the people that got the money from the bailout? I'm telling you. They listed every single stock share purchase virtually. Every single contribution, every donation, every transfer of funds from a dollar to thousands and hundreds of thousands. And you just have to wade through these Excel charts of page after page. 21,000 records. Do you remember when Bernie Sanders was grilling Blankfein? Everybody saw the videos and he had this huge top binder. Maybe 18 inches high, full of documentation that they were using for the inquiry. They just baffle you with the BS. They bury you in the details. Again, the financial system's complexity gave bankers an advantage in controlling the narrative and dismissing the idea of would-be reformers as infeasible or dangerous. A revolving door between government and banking offices contributed to a mindset that what's good for Wall Street is good for Main Street. Nice to see an article like this written. To make their case, bankers and lobbyists characterized proposed regulations as stifling innovation, competitiveness, and economic growth. We can't have any regulations here. No. Can't do that. That would be politicizing the bank. We can't do that. They said the industry had learned its lessons. Lessons learned, and that firms were adopting changes voluntarily, voluntary compliance, to be more transparent and accountable. Successful companies shouldn't be punished for the sins of those that failed, they said. Said the wolves, licking their chops with dead sheep all around them. It is important to look beyond the rhetoric and ask tough questions about underlying structural changes that promote responsible reforms and stability to our financial system, yet support the ability of financial firms to innovate and serve the needs of families and employers. Timothy Ryan, the CEO of Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, an industry lobbying group, wrote in a February 5th op-ed piece for the Washington Post. It's a little bit more of the Washington Post and the New York Slime. It's basically a mouthpiece for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. The culture of greed. Yeah, we're in that culture of greed right now. Profit good, loss bad, right? That argument resonated with lawmakers under pressure to boost a fragile economy and bring down an unemployment rate that has hovered near 10% since August of 2009, its highest level in more than a quarter of a century. And many say that that number is far too low. Quote, the big financial industry has convinced a lot of people, particularly in Congress and on the regulatory side, that they bring value to the economy with new instruments and new approaches. How do they bring value to the economy? Pieces of paper, names, indebtedness, bonds and securities, ribbons and scrolls, all manner of artifice and alchemy. How do they bring any value to the market? Money changers in the temple. And as the Saint Simonian said, you know, in the positive stage of human development, woman will be goddess and the bank will become the temple. And we're living in it. And the big financial industry has convinced a lot of people, particularly in Congress and on the regulatory side, that they bring value to the economy with new instruments and new approaches. Anybody who wants to do things that seem aggressive is called a radical populist. That's what they call Gustavus Myers here, too. They suppressed his book for years and years, but we've got a copy of it. I hope you do, too. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com.
Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.